VOA's Anita Powell reports.
The White House says it welcomes the limited flow of humanitarian aid and the restoration of telecommunications in Gaza as Israel continues its ground offensive on the enclave. The Biden administration also is repeating its warning to armed groups to stay out of the fight. But this conflict is also exploding in the court of public opinion. Hundreds of people stormed an airport in Russia's Dagestan region over the weekend, shouting anti-Semitic slurs over the arrival of a flight from Tel Aviv. Russia's president blamed the events on foreign interference. And Turkey's president has dug in on his disagreement with the U.S.'s classification of Hamas as a terror group and has shifted blame elsewhere. Iranian officials have piled on as well. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
A press freedom group says rocket strikes that hit a group of journalists in southern Lebanon earlier this month, killing one, were targeted rather than accidental. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The two strikes killed Reuters videographer Isam Abdallah and wounded six journalists from Reuters, AFP, and Al Jazeera as they were covering clashes on the southern Lebanese border on October 13th. Reporters Without Borders, also known as RSF, published preliminary conclusions in an ongoing investigation based on video evidence and witness testimonies. RSF's Jonathan Docker.
The location where the journalists were standing in Al-Mashab was explicitly targeted, not by one, but by two strikes, 37 to 38 seconds apart, that come from the east, from the direction of the Israeli border.
Reuters has asked Israeli authorities to conduct a swift, thorough, and transparent investigation. I'm Norman Hall.
For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. You can also follow the Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Ukraine's presidential office reports within the last 24 hours, one civilian died in the south of the country, and at least 17 people were injured.